This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You have probably met some conservative bankers in your time, blue suit, country club, Republican. Today, a liberal bank. Amalgamated Bank calls itself a progressive bank, counting among its clients the Democratic National Committee, Hillary Clinton's campaign, super PACs that back Hillary Clinton. It is majority owned by labor unions and wants banking to be boring. Keith Mestrich is the president of Amalgamated Bank. Mr. Mestrich, good morning.
Good morning, David.
A progressive bank. Oxymoron alerts are going off among our listeners. What does that mean in your case?
It means that we are a bank that is very embedded in a set of values that adhere to a progressive philosophy in this country. It means that banking is not just the purview of the rich or wealthy corporations, but it's the kind of institution that goes back to a set of ideals based around trust and empowerment and holding a set of ideals about what this country is really about. And more importantly, we have a $40 billion trust business that invests in almost every company in the country. And we've historically been shareholders who have brought actions against companies to hold them to a high level of corporate accountability.
If you exercise that power as essentially an owner of those companies, that can be a force for change.
It absolutely can. It can give you an opportunity to file a shareholder resolution, which other people can vote on. Sometimes you can bring litigation against companies, compelling them to do certain things. You can fight for representation on the board. There's lots of tools that you can have at your disposal to hold companies accountable.
You would like to restore trust in the banking system. And after the 2008 collapse, we heard from bankers who didn't want to admit in social situations that they were bankers. That suggests a lack of trust.
There's absolutely a lack of trust. Many people across this country, with good reason, blame the banking industry for being a significant contributor to the financial crisis in 2008. The banking industry had gotten out of control. Investment banking took over and basic community banking, depositing money, lending money out into communities so that businesses and institutions can grow, had become sort of de rigueur and boring, and a lot of people weren't making a lot of money doing that. We need to get back to that. Regulation's not the enemy. There is a regulatory framework in this country that oftentimes gets maligned by many other bankers or those on the political right. But the reality is we need a system that keeps the banking system safe and sound in this country. That means the bank examiners need to come in, get under the covers, make sure that we're engaged in a series of practices that protect people's financial resources.
But you can't love all regulation. I mean, there's some of the new regulations that came in through Dodd-Frank that are hurting some of the smaller banks, at least it's argued.
The regulations in Dodd-Frank that are really aimed at the small banks are aimed at providing better consumer protections. Without a doubt, we need to have those. Do they sometimes overreach? Of course, but let's have a real debate about it, not just throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Keith Mestrich is president of Amalgamated Bank. Thank you very much.
Thank you.